I gotta tell you, I'm gonna tell you one story, because I gotta actually get going a little bit, okay. But I'm gonna tell you one story here that nobody's know that it's a great story, and nobody knows about it. I just recently told Craig Brush about it, and so I'm gonna tell you on your podcast. So this was, I met my who's now my wife, my girlfriend back at the time. This was 2008, I think 2007, we started dating, and it was Christmas break, and my wife and I, you get 3 days or 4 days off, so we flew to Las Vegas, and I told Craig that I was going to meet the team in Mississippi, and he said, no problem, do whatever you want, and so I flew to Mississippi with my wife now, Miranda. And I always had my own room on the road, which was great. They always give me my own room. And so her girlfriends were supposed to come and pick her up in Mississippi and drive her back, because we had a 3-game road trip. We were going Mississippi, Pensacola, back to Mississippi, down to Florida. So we get to Mississippi, and her girlfriends call her, and they say, hey, we can't make it. You got to find a way to get home. And so she's freaking out. And I said, all right, no problem. I'm going to sneak you on the bus, and you're going to go on a road trip with us. So I go to the bus driver, and I said, listen, the bus, it was always good because I always took care of everybody, took care of the bus driver. I said, listen, this is the plan. My girlfriend's stuck. She can't get back to Florida. She's not going to fly. She wants to watch the games. I'm going to sneak her on the bus. Do you mind if before the game's over, she comes on the bus and gets in my bunk? He's like, Ern, no problem, whatever you want. Just tell her to get under the covers. I said, perfect. So Mississippi, I remember this is the first game. We're winning in Mississippi. It's like 5-2, and she's sitting across the bench, and I'm looking at her in the stands, and there's like 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left in the game, and I look at her, I'm like pointing at her, go to the bus. So she's like, okay. She gets up, she goes to the bus, she gets into my bunk. Well, as soon as she leaves, Mississippi scores, 5-3. Score again, 5-4. Score again, 5-5.
Did you have Tom McLean on defense?
Sorry. goes into overtime. They went in overtime. Jerry Fleming loses his shit. Like, we go in the locker room, and I'm like, now I'm thinking, oh, my God, Miranda's in my bunk. We just gave up a 3-goal lead, lost in overtime. What's going to happen? So he comes in the locker room, and he's throwing stuff around, breaking stick. You got 10 minutes to get on that bleeping bus. So we get on the bus. He gets on the bus. He's screaming. I climb into the bunk. There she is. She's hidden under the blanket, and like, it's dead silent. He's losing. No TV, no cell phone, no nothing. And so she's like almost crying. She's freaking. I'm in there, and I got a flip phone. I'm taking like selfies, and I'm laughing because I think it's so funny. So she ended up going on the whole bus trip with us. And nobody knew that she was on the bus for the whole weekend. So she would just go in there. I said, go to the bathroom now. These are long bus trips. I'll get you some snacks. And so, like, after on the second day, like, I was always in the back at the head of Schnarples and cards and poker. All the guys are like, aren't you playing? I'm like, yeah, you know what? I am. So I'd leave her in the bunk, and I'd go in the back, and I'd play poker and cards. And, like, she's hearing stuff probably she shouldn't hear. You see those guys are farting, and she's in the bunk the whole time on this road trip, and nobody knew she was on the bus. And so I'm like, I think I'm the only guy that I can think of that would sneak his girlfriend on a road trip and go on a complete road trip with her on the bus the whole time.
Well, I will say this. Now, if she's still with you after that, well, yeah. that's yeah, the right girl, man.
Yeah, yeah, we're going on 14 years. Our 9-year wedding anniversary is coming up this month. So, yeah, awesome. she's still here. But, yeah, so I wanted to tell you guys that story because nobody really knows about it. And I just told Craig Brush about it. He looked at me, just laughed.
That is awesome. And the funny thing is, Ernie, is like I had like 3 or 4 questions. And one of them was, tell me about a road trip, ECL's trip. And then and the other one was like, I want to hear about some of the card games. Did you guys ever have any crazy card games on the bus?
Oh, well, yeah, we would have. The thing is, we stopped playing cards because we get our per diem.
That's what I was going to say.
We get our per diem, and like we would take. The guys would lose their per diem like an hour into the bus, they would have no money for meals and stuff on the thing, and like so then it got to the point where Jerry Fleming was like, no more cards, these guys, we had no money. But yeah, so I mean,
so
there,
what,
I mean,
what was a per diem, like it was like $100 or $50 or something?
Well, it just depends. I think it was like $42 a day.
Oh,
so
geez.
However long we were on the rope, so you had $42 to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, yeah, I think it's gone up since then. But, yeah, it wasn't – so guys would – like, we'd go on a 7-8-day road trip or whatnot, and guys would lose all their money in the first hour playing poker or Schnarples or something. All right. So, yeah, it was good times.